The idea that we want to bring out is this. In all the mystical writings, especially the Nefesh HaChaim, who makes it quite clear, the understanding that's brought out of Torah is that it's not a wisdom or a study, it is the essence of reality. That means that the Torah is the mechanism of creation. First of all, we understand even in technical terms that it's the blueprint of creation. If you like, on a medical basis, it's like genes, if you want to make an analogy. It would be like, if you look at the world, you would see the body of a person. It's not an accidental analogy, this. But if you'd look in the Torah, you'd find the genetic print, coding if you like, of what that person is. Of course it doesn't look the same. When you look at the genes of a human being, when you look at the genes of blue eyes, you won't see blue. But if you know how to read genes, then if you look there, you'll see what blue eyes look like at a root level. When you look at a person, you see what blue eyes look like in the world. The world looks a certain way. When you look at it, you see the body of the world. If you look in Torah, you'll see the genes that code for the reality that you see in the world. Now that's an idea that most of us are familiar with. It's called the blueprint of creation. It says in Chazal that Hashem, when he wanted to create the world, he looked in the Torah and he read what it says there. And then from the information that he, of course he wrote the Torah also, but nevertheless he read it, and then from what he saw, he, just like an architect looks in his plans and he builds the building, Hashem looked in his own Torah and from that he built the world. What it's trying to tell us, of course, is that he didn't have to look in the Torah. What it means is that according to the way he designed the program, if you like, or the coding or the genes, according to that depth, he created the reality. First of all, just that alone is a whole new level above what most people tend to think, because already it means that if you can get yourself deeply enough into that pattern, you have a control, in practical terms and in wisdom terms, of practical reality, because you're holding at the level of where the thing is formed. For example, a person who knows a lot about Torah could predict certain things in the world. He could also affect the physical reality in a certain way. I'll try and give you some examples.